An antibiotic crisis on the come. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. National Institute for Animal Agriculture and Merck Animal Health veterinarian Bob Smith and his associates in their practice oversee health programs for more than 1 million cattle in multiple states across the High Plains and western region of the country. Antibiotics are an important management tool in fighting infection, he says, and preserving that is everyone's responsibility.
What we need to be doing is looking for management systems that will allow us to produce beef, in our case, with less disease and less need for antibiotics. And so the responsibility really goes to our producers, the farmers and ranchers, to our veterinarians, to our educators at the universities, to our extension people, and our researchers, so that we can better understand how we can reduce disease, therefore reduce the need for antibiotics, and then also we'll have animals that are happier and healthier at the same time.
For beef cattle, those management systems could include fence line weaning, which creates less stress for calves and, therefore, less disease in the post-weaning period. Smith says that proper nutrition and preconditioning, and we've mentioned this in the past, are also key steps to disease prevention. In the future, Smith sees feed yards demanding more preconditioned calves that are less likely to become sick. With imminent pressures from consumers and national beef chains, he suggests producers may see more change in how they're able to administer antibiotics. Ag Information Network of the West.